Now, on our programme tonight, I'm delighted to welcome David Moore, Chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, to the programme once more. David, you're welcome to us again here on Connemara Community Radio.
Merry Christmas, Brendan.
We're getting ready for Christmas. Brendan's right, David. So Merry Christmas to you and to everybody there in Astronomy Ireland as well. And, of course, you're getting ready for a Christmas lecture, which sounds very interesting because a lot of people have smartphones and they're taking some really interesting photographs, but this is going to be quite an interesting lecture.
Yeah, what people don't realise is 80% of the population are walking around with a powerful astronomical camera on their person. Your smartphone, they're great for taking snaps during the day, but most of them have night mode or pro mode that enables you to take long exposures. And even though the lens on your smartphone is smaller than the lens in your eye, it has the advantage you can take 10, 20, sometimes even 30-second exposures. Whereas a human eye is like a video camera taking several pictures per second. So it never builds the light up like a camera phone can. And we've had fantastic pictures in the magazine showing especially Aurora, but also the Milky Way. And I remember a friend of mine got a cheap replacement phone, cheapest one they could buy, and we popped it on the roof of a car, set it to a 10-second timer, set it to go off to take a 30-second exposure, popped it on the roof of the car, a few seconds later it went off, collected light for 30 seconds, and we could see stars much fainter than the human eye could see, and a glorious picture of the Milky Way to boot. So if you want to know how to do that, then we've got Katrina Mosk, who's been doing this for years, is going to explain how it's done. So if you want to photograph the big meteor shower coming up this month, the next aurora that's going to happen, or the Milky Way, or even planets near the moon, as we'll have on Sunday, then this is the Christmas lecture for you. I think it could be a real game changer for Astronomy Ireland magazine, because we love publishing Irish photographs, and if we can get the whole country out taking pictures every clear night, we won't have enough pages in the magazine to print them all.
Yeah, you'll have to have a special edition just for the photographs. This will be available online for people as well, this particular talk. I think most of yours are available. You don't have to be in Dublin first.
Exactly, yeah. Now, most of the lectures now are done online. So whether in Cork or Kerry or Donegal, it doesn't make any difference. Zoom has been a nice level playing field for all of us around the country. And it also means we can invite speakers from abroad. This speaker actually will be dialing in from County Mayo, mm-hmm. appropriately enough. And we've had speakers from California, all over the Great Britain, and of course a good few Irish experts as well. But the great thing is you can watch the whole event from the comfort of your own home at 7 o'clock next Monday. So we always try to do something special for our Christmas lecture. This one, I think smartphone astrophotography is going to really change things. It'll be recorded as well, so if you're not free at 7 on Monday, you can book a ticket anyway and get the recording the next day. It'll be kept online for a year, so everybody can take part.
Okay, and I presume just get on to astronomy.ie and you'll find all the information there.
That's it, yeah. It's featured right now, but if ever you're wondering what the next lecture is, just go to the events page and you'll see all the talks coming up. There's already a New Year lecture that's been planned about planets around other stars. But you read all about that on the website. Okay. And book your tickets there online and enjoy them. And there's a monthly talk every month. The December one's always something special for the Christmas lecture. The January one is the New Year lecture, again, something special. And then we have an expert in their field tell the general public, kids, families, about what they study, be it black holes or space exploration, for the rest of the year.
Wow, amazing. Now, David, before we go on to what's on in the sky at the moment, we had a few people asking us about maybe it's now 3 or 4 weeks ago, there was a very strange bright light in the sky at different stages. Now, a few people have taken photographs of us and kind of see this fuzzy little piece, but somebody then suggested that it was something to do with Elon Musk, space something or other, being dumped by somebody. Can you tell us anything about that, or do you know anything about it at all?
I can, because I saw it myself. And it was Elon Musk, his SpaceX company. What they do is, when they launch a rocket, they always top it up with a bit more fuel than it needs, just in case anything goes wrong. But the lower stages of the rockets don't make it into orbit and will fall back to Earth and burn up in the atmosphere. and they don't want any dangerous fuel on board because the whole thing would explode and could spread debris all through space. So they get rid of that fuel, so they pump it overboard. And in the vacuum of space, of course, it swells up into a huge cloud, and this cloud, with the rocket embedded in it, went over Ireland just after the sun had set. So it's a few hundred kilometers above the ground, so it can still catch the sunlight, and we can see it. When I first saw it, I thought it was a plane coming in with its headlights on, shining through clouds. And then I quickly realized the wrong direction for that. And, oh, no, it's one of those fuel dumps. Mm-hmm. So these rockets are being launched every week, and we just need them to be launched at the right time so that they dump their fuel one or two orbits later, a few hours later on, when it's just gotten dark on the ground. So we can't really predict them in advance. But if you see anything like a big cloud swirling across the sky, it's probably just a man-made fuel dump. Wow. Nothing to be alarmed about.
Yeah, amazing, because there's some very interesting photographs from local people here asking me, did I know what it was? I said, I'm sorry, I don't really know, but it's a bit weird. But that's good. Good to know that. Now,
yeah, we'll always get them to contact astronomy. I'll send their picture in. We did actually publish pictures of that fuel dump in the last issue of the magazine.
Okay, great. Now, the big thing, I suppose, the supermoon, and in the last couple of nights, the moon has been absolutely spectacular. Now, tonight is a little bit cloudy here. So the supermoon is officially tonight, I think, but tell me why this is a supermoon.
Yeah, I mean, the exact instant of full moon is tonight around 11 o'clock, and I'm standing here looking at it, nice and high on the east coast of the island, and it's a supermoon as well, which means it's 30% brighter than when the moon's at its furthest from the Earth, because its distance varies by about 15%. And when the closest point lines up with the full moon instant, you get this brighter than normal supermoon. And if you also watch it when it's rising, as I was earlier on, there's a thing called the moon illusion. It can actually make it look bigger. It isn't actually bigger. It's an optical illusion. But you've already got the biggest, brightest full moon you're going to get. And then if you go magnifying that with the moon illusion effect, it's the most spectacular sight you'll see. It did look very impressive driving along, looking at the supermoon rising. Right now it's very high up, and it'll be there all night. And the good news is it's cloudy over on the west coast. Well, tomorrow night the moon will look full to the naked eye. You won't be able to see the little bit missing out of it. Usually it looks full for three nights in a row. So Wednesday, Thursday and Friday, with Thursday being the very best, with the times of supermoon this month. It's the third of four. There will be another one, the full moon, in January.
Okay. And it's a very, very exciting time for people to watch that. Now, you mentioned there the meteor shower, and what's happening, I suppose, over the next couple of weeks in the sky.
Yeah. Well, there's always lots happening, but the big events are on Sunday. The moon, which won't quite be full by Sunday, but it'll have the planet Jupiter beside it in the sky. And Jupiter is 10 times brighter than the brightest stars in the sky. So they're the two brightest things we can see in the night sky. So to have the two of them side by side, there isn't one there now. I'm looking at the moon, nothing near. There's a star, faint star, the upper left of the moon. But there'll be something 10 times brighter than that right next to the moon on Sunday night. They don't rise till about 8 o'clock. So after 8 o'clock, the rest of the evening, you'll see Jupiter literally blazing next to the moon. And that's the kind of thing you can photograph on your smartphone easily and send it into Astronomy Ireland magazine. So that's Sunday night. Then the next night is the Christmas lecture night. And the moon actually passed in front of a bright star called Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, which you might be able to see with the naked eye. I've never seen the moon pass in front of a bright star with the naked eye. It's happened a few times in my lifetime. It's usually been cloudy. So we're hoping Tuesday night into Wednesday morning you'll get to see that. And then you mentioned the big meteor shower. That's coming up on December 13th. So you've got about nearly 2 weeks to get ready for that one. And it's called the Geminids. It's now the strongest meteor shower of the year, 20 to 30 times more meteors than you normally see. And there's no moon in the sky. The moon will be gone by then. It won't rise till 3 a.m. So we'll be able to see it in all its glory, especially if you live away from towns and cities, right, where the lights always drown out the faintest meteors. So we really want people to count how many of these they see every 15 minutes on December 13th and send it in to Astronomy Ireland magazine. Details are on the website astronomy.ie.
Okay, so it's an amazing time for people to watch out for things happening in the sky. And as always, of course, David, if they just get onto astronomy.ie, they'll get all that information. They can join,
yeah,
of course.
Sign up for the magazine. It costs about €1 a week, and you won't miss out on anything.
Yeah.
On our social media, we issue free aurora alerts when the space station is flying over, which it was until a few days ago. So that's all free. And for €1 a week, you can become a full member of Astronomy On. Look at all those pretty pictures every month and get predictions of Jupiter near the moon, the meteor showers, an article about that. On St. Stephen's Day, there'll actually be Saturn next to the moon. And on New Year's Eve, the moon will be near the Seven Sisters star cluster. These are things you can see with the naked eye. You don't even need a pair of binoculars. So do join up or give a gift subscription to the magazine, especially young people. This season.
A great Christmas gift for anybody to get them interested. David, listen, thanks so much for being with us, and a very happy Christmas to you and to everybody in Astronomy Ireland, and we'll be talking to you in the new year, please God.
Thank you very much, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year to you and all the readers and the team.
Okay, bye. Thanks a million.
Bye.
That's David Moore there, chairperson of Astronomy Ireland, as always, Mr. Astronomy, as I call him. And, of course, this full moon is also known as the cold moon. Not surprising, I suppose, with the weather. There you go.